Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all your favorite NBA players and teams with quick bets, live same-game parlays, exclusive props, and more. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and shoot your shot. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In just 10 minutes a day, Chicago's All Local delivers a power-packed punch of hyper-local news straight to your ears. Make Chicago's All Local a habit. Text WBBM to 20357 for a link to listen to the All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
With more people back in the office, it brings with it the potential for workplace bullying. Let's talk about dealing with it. We're joined by Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern, based in Chicago. Rick, thank you for joining us today. And I think we've all had experiences with just people in the office who are flat out jerks. And it's a common experience. It cuts across all industries. But when does antisocial behavior cross the line into office bullying?
It's a tough question because it's subjective and there's three different parts to it. There's the person who's possibly exhibiting bully behavior. Then there's the person or people who are affected by that. And understand that according even to the law for hostile work environment legislation, it doesn't have to be the person who's being bullied. It could be other people who feel harmed or threatened by the bullying behavior. And then what is critical is the culture of the company and how do they tolerate, do they allow, do they endorse, do they ignore, or do they clamp down on bullying behavior? So with that in mind, it becomes, are you the one that might be being bullied? Probably not having a conversation with the person who is the bully because they're not really typically self-aware. Are you a company where this might be something you want to pay attention to?
Now, some examples of workplace bullying include messages containing sexist or discriminatory remarks, embarrassing social media posts, threatening messages or emails, demeaning, belittling, or talking over someone, spreading gossip or rumors. Some of these examples of workplace bullying are things that if you see them, if you experience them yourselves or yourself, or see it happening to someone else, you can and should. You're being directed to go to HR to report it.
Well, there again, it's subjective. You can and you should. Those are the ethical responsibility is to identify and expose it. But if there are people who certainly are in situations where they either don't have the personality or the leverage, the capital in the company to bring it forward, they can't afford to lose the job, or it's clear from the culture of the company that this has been going on for a long time, and the likelihood of me having the top salesperson or the chief financial officer called on the carpet by the director of human resources is low. So you then have to make a decision about whether this is something that's intolerable. Can you leave, or do you want to bring it to the fore? If human resources should certainly be the first place to go, but if they're not able to address it, then you have to think about whether you want to take some other sort of legal action to bring it forward.
We're talking workplace bullying with Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern. Who is most likely to be a workplace bully? Is it that person who has the power to feel that they can do so because they are a high performer? They do generate a great deal of business. They get good sales numbers. They have an impressive title. Or could it be anybody?
I think power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that's a human behavior, and it goes all the way back to primates. You know, in the chimpanzee culture, the chimpanzee will ingratiate themselves to the rest of the tribe until they become powerful, and then they typically do become a bully and intolerant and abusive. Now, that's not to say that we're chimpanzees, but those behaviors tend to come from a natural place of personal insecurity, perhaps a weakness in social cue, social behavior. I don't really know when people are kidding or people are threatening me. So my reaction is going to be to, if I feel threatened or if I feel like this person's too cool for the room and I want to cool them off or they're a threat to me, that's when bullying behavior tends to come to the fore.
And then very quickly, Rick, if you are in a management position and you know this is going on, it's probably in your best interest to nip it in the bud because you could lose employees that way.
There's so much that can go wrong in a culture that allows this. Yeah, you lose productivity, you lose employees. You also have people who become ineffective or go to low productivity because either the person who's bullying them is taking credit for the work, so why bother? Or they're not really developing the talent below them because that developing the talent brings them to the up to the target range of, oh, you're a threat to me now. And the litigation, the legal exposure, the loss of productivity, the toxicity in the culture, there's so many things about this that just really can wreck a company and its profitability.
Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern in Chicago.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all your favorite NBA players and teams with quick bets, live same-game parlays, exclusive props, and more. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and shoot your shot. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.